And so it is, dear friends, dear Sambra, that we gather together again in our circle. And indeed, the energy of all who are here in body or in consciousness is loving and is strong and is enduring. The path that you are walking right now, the path of ascension, as you know, has not been what you thought it would be. It has not been so easy, but you continue. You continue your journey. You continue with even these lessons that we bring forth to you because of the love and the commitment that you have within your being. We, all who are on this side today that come to join you in the circle, we can feel this. It is thick. Your love, your energy is thick. Your desire to keep going on is strong. And there comes a point every once in a while, my dear friends, when it is time to take a pause. It is time for you to sit in relaxation and quiet, where you are not struggling, where you are not in challenge, and you are not in emotional or physical pain, to simply receive the love of those who are your family. For this next short period of time that we are together here, we ask you to open yourself to this. We ask you to take a break from what you have been going through. We ask you to take a refreshing moment on your path to sit under the tree, much as the Buddha sat under the tree, and to enjoy the shade, and to enjoy a time to bring your energy back together. We will do the work here for this next period of time while we're in the circle together. We will do the work at moving the energy. We will do the work at bringing you the type of love that you so richly deserve in your life. Dear friends, we know that part of your journey has been giving up love along the way, has been giving up those very ones that you have been close to in the past, whether in this lifetime or others. You've given up the closeness of the human relationship so that you could focus on what was going on within your being. Perhaps it was your biological family. Perhaps it was a mate, or in some cases many mates that you have had. Perhaps it is your own children or friends that were near and dear. These were not so much taken from you as it you released them. You released them so you could continue on your path, so you could put the energies on the inside for a period of time to bring forth your own divinity. But we know it has been difficult being without this direct love, the intense love from other humans. We know that. So that is why we come in now as family, as ones who support you and encourage you and love you dearly and know you so well. We come in now and say simply, relax. You are here with friends, you are here with Sambra, and angels who come from all types of dimensions to join you on this day in this circle. How much we love you for the work you do. How much we admire you for the work you do. There's not much more we need to say to you. The energy that we bring in, our love that we bring in. And yes, for the one who just asked, yes, this too will change. the loves and the relationships in your life indeed will change, but they will be different than what you have known in the past. And some of you rejoice for that. They will be different. It will be a new type of love. We spoke of that in a gathering several months ago with you. It will be a love that is complete in itself because you are complete in yourself. It is will be a love that carries no agendas. It will be a love that is not the other face of duality showing up for you in your life. It will be a love that is complete and full and true unto itself, and that engages you only for the purpose of love. Imagine that, a relationship with another human that engages you only for love. No other agenda. Not somebody trying to get into your emotional back pocket. Only for love. Dear ones, we cherish this time that we have together. We have much to discuss today, but we are just delighted to sit here with you and to share this space with all of you who are connecting into this. These times are precious, and these times are few. We know so many of you, Shamba, are so busy right now in your lives. We know so many of you, Shamba, are also lost in your life. We will speak of that today. We know so many of you feel the speeding up of duality in and around you right now that you hardly have the opportunity or the time to sit like this. With spirit, with self, and with Shamba. Now, as you can feel, the energies in here are building and intensifying, and so many of you, you can feel through these divine senses of yours that there are visitors who are coming in through the doorways to the other side. There are many visitors who come in today to sit in the second circle, to be with you, to observe and to love and to support. Yet there are two in particular who come today, who join in this circle, who bring interesting energies. Indeed, for the ones who can feel this energy building, you are already aware that the one you know so well now, the one who is guiding you, walking with you side by side on the journey into the new energy, this one called Metatron is here again today. The energy different than the first gathering when he came in this ascension series, the energy of Metatron much different. It is not that Metatron has changed much. Dear friends, it is that you have changed. The energy of Metatron does not impact you like it did before. It does not throw you off balance. It does not come roaring through now. It feels much more comfortable, much gentler, but yet still very intense. That intensity in Metatron's energy represents the intensity of your own journey. But Metatron comes in on this day for this lesson where we will talk about you and who you are no longer. Metatron's energy builds in this room, builds with each of you, but you are much more familiar with it now because, dear friends, Metatron has been so close to you. Metatron is you. Metatron is your voice in spirit. Metatron held a balance of energy on the other side of the veil. Metatron has held a balance of energy in a very sacred temple within the order of the Ark. A temple that was secure and safe and very sacred Very few were allowed into this temple. That is where part of your own divine energy has been watched over by Metatron. That is where part of you that is so divine and so pure, the purity of love, has been waiting, watched over by your voice and spirit, Metatron, until the time was appropriate. Metatron has walked with all of us throughout this series. Metatron has been able to bring his energy directly now to the level of Earth. This was not possible before. It was not possible. But Metatron has been able to join with us now, bringing his energy into this space, into this circle, in this series. And indeed, that energy is here today. But look to that energy of Metatron today, not as an outside being, not as some male angel entity, but feel that energy now as your very own divinity. Under the name of Metatron, under a collective energy of Metatron, but allow yourself now in this moment in our sacred and safe space together to feel yourself in Metatron and allow Metatron to feel himself in you. Allow that melding to take place. Metatron, the symbol of your divinity, your voice and spirit, joins us very much at the forefront today. Metatron, your divinity, allowing you to take that rest along your rather challenging journey here in this time that we share together. Allowing yourself to be held in the hands of your own divinity. Bring your energy back together to rest for a moment, to rejuvenate your body and your emotions and all who you are. Oh, dear ones, you are indeed allowing this energy in. We can see it from all around the room, from all around this circle that we sit in together. You are indeed opening, like a flower unfolding, allowing your own divinity to come in now. There is another one who joins us on this day, who now brings his presence forward. One you have known quite well. One, how to say, that you have called boss. It is a very familiar energy who at times you have gotten very frustrated with, very mad at, perhaps not identifying it by this name, but identifying the energy, and you will know what we speak here in a moment. In a sense, how do you say, type of group leader or guide for you, who comes from a family you are very familiar with. He comes here on this day because, in a sense, this is one more turning point for you, one more crossing point. It is that the energy of Archangel Michael comes in today, and indeed now you can feel it. Archangel Michael, he has not been present so much in the first circle or the second circle of our gatherings. He has not been one of the featured guests. But he comes in today. He comes in with that sword that you cut so often, blazing, on fire, illuminated, the sword of truth that Archangel Michael holds. The time is appropriate now for him to join us. It has not been so much in the past. We will tell you a little bit about Michael, but he asks you to simply open up to this energy of who he is. Mikiel, in a sense, carries a responsibility for each of you. Mikiel is one you work with very closely at many different levels. And it is when the Order of the Ark was formed in an effort to bring about the new energy of the universe. The Order of the Ark created to free the impasse of energy that we have spoken about. It was Mikiel who, in a sense, worked with you, helping to train you, helping to prepare you for your journey to Earth that began so long ago. And as you know, Mikiel has never taken human form. He is, in a sense, an architect who helped to create the templates of Earth and human biology and human consciousness along with you. Mikiel, in a sense, was your drill sergeant before you ever left the Order of the Ark to come to Earth. Mikiel is the one who gave each of you a sword of truth, a symbol of your own journey, the sword that is part of your own consciousness and your own biology given to you by Mikiel before you embarked on your journey to find your own truth. The sword was given to you before you left on Earth and has been part of who you have been ever since. Now, there are the ones who, I'm saying, teach your Bible and teach your scriptures that tell the story of Mikiel and how he fought Satan, Lucifer. And there was a giant battle in the heavens. Mikiel threw Satan out of heaven. Dear friends, the story is somewhat mixed up because in the story, the one that is Satan is really you. But it made a better story to present this as the devil. It was you that left the Order of the Ark, and your story would be called heaven. It was Mikiel who trained you. It was Mikiel who gave you the sword and sent you on your way. You were not thrown out of anywhere. You had given yourself to this mission of Earth. You had agreed to it in advance. The real story is that when Mikiel handed you your sword of truth, which is a symbol for the consciousness of your search, there were tears in his eyes. For Mikiel knew it would be a long and difficult journey for you. Mikiel knew that there would be times that you would not even recognize him when he came to you in your dreams and in your altered states. And that brought sadness to him. So it was not this story of the big battle and how Satan was thrown out. It was of your own departure from the Order of the Ark to come to Earth. It was about your journey to find your truth. Your truth, dear friends, your truth is your divinity. You had to find it on your own. You had to find it with the elements of duality and furthermore with the element of the veil. Two very strong forces that hid you from your past, that hid you even from yourself, that hid you from us for so long. You had to go out on this journey to Earth in a very, how to say, neutral environment to, in a sense, restart to find who you are. The Sword of Truth represents your own journey to discover your own divinity. Is it no wonder that Mikael comes in today to be with us? He comes in here as one who was once your trainer, as one who you have bonded with closely over long periods of time, but Mikael comes in today, in a sense, for a type of graduation ceremony for you, to release you so that you can indeed come to those final energetic moments of finding your truth within. Now, it is here that the energies of Metatron and BKR are positioned in our circle together so that we can continue with the discussion on this day. But throughout our time here together, understand that they are holding you in love. They are nurturing you, allowing you to take a rest here from this busy process of ascension that you are going through. Dear friends, in our chats together, we have covered much ground. We have gone now through two complete series. We are coming to a conclusion soon on this ascension series. We ask you to look back at the essence of what we have been talking to you about. Indeed, we have given you the story of how you left home, the young prince or princess, seeking to go out on a grand adventure, seeking to find an identity for yourself outside of the first circle, trying to find out who you were, indeed, before you would inherit the throne. We've gone through many discussions now in these past 3 years. We've talked of standing behind the short wall, putting things in the oven of grace. We've talked of the fact that it is no longer about you or who you thought you were. It is not about you anymore. There is something far grander. It is not about healing your karma from the past. It is not about even healing karma from before you came to earth. It is not about you anymore. In your ascension status, you transcend that. We have talked to you about releasing so many things, putting them in the oven of grace. We have talked about having no agenda, letting go, because agenda, oh, it is so much based in duality, in the old energy. We spoke with you in our gathering last month about the void, about going into the void. An interesting lesson, an interesting concept, and indeed we chose this word carefully about going into the void, for indeed it did bring up reminders of when you left home. There is a correlation to the past. When you left the kingdom, you did go into a void. When you leave duality, again, you go into a void. Because what lies beyond duality has not been created yet. You are the ones creating it, my dear friends. You are the first to be going into it. You are setting the foundation for the others. And indeed, it does bring about fears and memories and concerns of the past when you left the kingdom and went into the void, which is now your universe. So is it no wonder that in these past 30 or so days, dear friends, that you would have old feelings come back up, that you would have fears, that you would have perhaps remembrances of remorse, you would have concerns about what you were doing. Many of you thought in the days that followed our last lesson. Is this some type of trick? Am I releasing all of who I am? Am I letting go of myself? Am I being asked to go to a place where I can be, how to say, taken over by others, influenced to the dark side? And as you know, we said to you, indeed, if that's what you would like to do, indeed. But we know that you don't. And we know that you are ready to release this old game of light and dark. You are ready to release that energy that if you do not hold on tightly to duality, that you will be consumed by some evil force. That is old, dear friends. It does not apply anymore. There is no entity out there who can take you over. Other than, yes, the one who just asked, a spouse does that from time to time. But entities from our side cannot do that. Even if Metatron or Mikael chose to take you over right now, to consume you and to influence you, they cannot. None can. You hold and own your own divinity. But we have gone through many, many discussions with you, and the essence of these has been about releasing. Releasing the past. Releasing who you were. Releasing the habits indeed, the patterns, letting go. It has been, by your terms and your definition, a slow journey. 3 years to learn how to release. By our definition, it has been a very short time indeed. For you are letting go of things that go back thousands and millions and more millions of years. Patterns that were established long, long times ago, you are letting go of. These past 3 years, these three series, have truly been focused about letting go. For as you are finding out, you cannot take your old luggage with you into the new energy. And that is the challenging point that you and we are at right now. There is a desire, a very strong desire, to take certain things with you. To take, how to say, consciousnesses of your identity, parts of your identity from the past with you. This concern is primarily from the standpoint that you do not so much trust yourself, as was discussed earlier on this day. Even the mention of going into the void brings up a fear within. Brings up all the questions of what if. What if I release everything? Will I have no identity left whatsoever? Will I be consumed by another entity? Will I be influenced to an evil or dark side? All of these concerns come up, and they are appropriate right now. Do not deny yourself of these feelings and these thoughts and concerns. Releasing and going into the void right now is part of the process of the new energy. But, dear friends, it is not denying who you have been. It is not trying to cut off that part of yourself. The void that we speak of now is a quiet space within where you are not wrestling with the duality that you within yourself that you have for so long, where you are asking all parts of yourself to be in pause for a moment, to be in a place of quiet for a moment. It is when you ask those marbles, the white and the black and the gray, to be still. and to feel the birthing of the energy of your divinity come through. It is when you are not trying to figure out things and the limitations of the human mind that you have. You are allowing the mind of the divine to come through. It is your own. You are listening to yourself. You are simply putting duality on the shelf for a moment. And you will get a taste of your new energy, of your divinity. And many of you here have already been experiencing some of that. And this is just a beginning. When you put aside those concerns, those should I, shouldn't I, what if I had, what could I do? When you put aside all of those concerns, those doubts that haunt you, put them aside for a moment. Be in the void. Bend that divinity that is yours and only yours. It can only be yours for all times to come. That divinity can come forth. That is the void that we speak of. It is clearing the passageway within you to allow your divinity to come through. Continue to work with this. Continue to feel what happens when you can truly put an issue in pause. When you can truly put one of your concerns in pause. Then your divinity can speak to you. And you will be able to hear it because you will not be so caught up in the details of duality. Now let us talk of duality for a moment here. It is an energy, the energy of two that has existed for as long as you have known your identity outside of the first circle. It is changing now. As we have spoken of so often, we're going from the energy of two to the energy of four. You will see it all around you. As a matter of fact, we interject here. We have spoken about the quad mass. We have spoken about new insights and new discoveries that will help take human consciousness from two to four. And we have said that at the right time, the information will start coming through. As your consciousness changes, the scientific information will come through to validate it. There are researchers, there are scientists who are working on this, and there is one who has even written a book about this, published since our last gathering together. It has created quite a bit of interest, quite a bit of debate. But the essence of the research that is contained in this book, self-published by an author, but now making its way into mainstream, shows how if there are three elements, or three cells, as he calls them, each with a different type of energy, that if there was a fourth energy that is added to it, this will create a whole, type of new energy. In this research, it shows how the patterns of nature are created and can be created in a new energy. It talks about the sequence of energies, how they work, but it is always an energy of four, and it is always one element of the four influencing the other three. This is out in print now. You can read about it. It is just the beginning of the understanding of the quad mass that we have talked about. It is the first step, and other researchers will come in to try to understand it or to try to disprove it. And from there will come even more scientific validation, more mathematical validation. You are seeing it in your lifetime, dear friends. This is not something, how to say, that is out in the ethers. that does not affect you. You are seeing it in your lifetime. You are seeing the validation of the journey that you are walking through. But duality, in the meantime, it wants to hang on. It wants to hang on. You can see it, as we have stated, in your newspapers, in your headlines. Duality is desperately wanting to hang on. Does not want to go. Does not want to leave, to be annihilated, to be forgotten. It is trying to hold on to its own identity. Yes, indeed, duality has its own identity, has its own vibration. In a sense, it is like an entity, much like you. Duality is trying to hang on. But as you know from your own experiences, dear friends, duality also is tired. Duality also wants to let go. Duality knows that it's time to transform into the new energy. Even duality is at odds with itself. Part of it wanting to hang on and part of it wanting to let go. What a beautiful orchestra. It is beautiful indeed. But all this creates higher highs and lower lows and faster cycles, which all indicate large changes are taking place and will continue to take place. Indeed, as Metatron stated, as duality makes its last stand, you will see many disturbing events in your world, all around you, with people and tribes and nations and governments. We've asked you, dear friends, not to pray for these things, not to pray for peace, not to meditate, not to visualize, until you truly understand the dynamics of what is taking place in your world around you. Then you will understand on your own personal basis what it is you should be doing. All of the events that you are seeing, which are indeed heating up right now and will continue to, they are appropriate. This is duality, slipping back and forth between wanting to be free and yet wanting to hang on. And it is happening not only in your world, but it is happening within you as well. It is happening even and especially as you are walking in the shoes of ascension. Because you have stayed in the same body with much the same identity from the past lifetime into this one you are now in, this ascension lifetime, you have maintained, most of you, even the same name that you had. So much of the same identity that you had. There is that part of you that does not want to let go, and yet another part that desperately wants to let go. You are seeing the conflict in your own life, the challenges in your own life. There is such a desire right now in you and the world around you to hang on, but yet want to change. It's an interesting energy. Look at the things around you. Look at the face of duality. Look at people trying to hang on to who they thought they were, while it is also being pulled out from them by themselves. We chuckle when we see, how to say this, popularity in people with tattoos. It is saying, in a way, it is saying, no, I want to hang on to my identity so much that I want it printed on my body, so I remember who I was. I do not want to let go of my identity. I want to embed it deep within my physical and my emotional being. We chuckle when we see humans trying to hang on right now by, even the markings on the clothes, the personalization of their wardrobes, personalizations, even when they put their names on their shirts, we think that is funny. But do they not really know who they are? But yes, you will continue to see this happen. People trying to maintain that identity of who they are, trying to hold on, but yet the other part of them desperately wanting a change. This dichotomy, this polarity, is all part of the process of moving into the new energy. What happens for Shambhra, who are walking through this now, however, is it causes much sadness. Much sadness. We are, how to say, sad. We are touched by the sadness that so many of you are going through right now. There is little that we can do other than to reassure you this is part of the process. There's little we can do other than to come in at times like this to sit with you and to share with you the reason for your journey. There's little we can do other than to come in here and share with you that you are not alone. This room, even filled with two grand entities, Mikael and Metatron, but many, many, many others who come in to love you at this little rest stop that we have here. The sadness that you have within, it is because you are losing something. You are losing who you thought you were. You are losing relationships, jobs, some of you health. You are losing all of the things that you thought you were. And we know the sadness affects you deeply and it comes in strong. But we're here to tell you that it's simply part of the process, dear friends. No, you're not alone. This sadness that you have, it will be replaced, but not with the energy that you think it will. It will not be that one day you go out and you are filled with the old and, how do you say, joy that you had in duality. A completeness will come about. A completeness will come about. It will be a different type of emotion. You will not even want to place a word on it, for you will feel the word for this new divine energy that you are feeling. A word is too limiting. In the meantime, understand, we know what you are going through. You are going through it also so that you, when you sit with other humans as their teacher, you will have the empathy and the understanding for what they are going through. And you will be able to take them by the hand, hold their hand, and tell them that you understand the sadness that comes about when everything that you thought you were and everything that you thought you would be is different. And has changed. Dear friends, it is time to trust yourself. Mikael comes in today to tell you, to share with you, that you have gone through so many experiences, carrying the sword of truth within you. But it is time to trust yourself and everything that is happening to you in your life. Even if a spouse is leaving, you blame yourself. Outwardly you blame them, but inwardly we know you blame yourself. There are things happening in your life. You are wondering who you are, what you are doing right now, why you are here. Oh, you are filled with so much doubt, the inner levels. Mikael comes in to ask you to trust yourself. To trust in your divinity. To begin to understand that all things are appropriate, even if it feels like the walls inside are coming down. Even if it feels like the fabric of who you are is coming unraveled. Indeed, it is time to trust yourself with this. Indeed, you are the one carrying the energy of divine. Indeed, you are the one carrying your own sword of truth. It is time to trust yourself. It is time to trust yourself and to even come forth, as difficult as it may seem, when you're going through challenges in your life, but to come forth now, as Metatron talked to you about also, to begin your teaching, to begin your work. All we know, we hear you say, but Tobias, I do not so much know what I'm supposed to do. I am waiting for the sign. Dear friends, there ain't going to be a sign. There will not. You are waiting for something. It is already there. It is already at your front door. It has already moved into your new house. It is already there. You either don't see it because you don't want to, because of the responsibility involved, or you see it and it frightens you. Chambra, you are ones who have agreed to be the teachers. It is time to start doing that. If you don't know what that means or what it looks like, go to this place that we spoke of last gathering, this void of ascension. Be still. Put aside duality. You will hear it, or you will feel it, or you will know it. But the answer is within. Mikael comes in on this day to talk to you, ones who, how to say, he would call students at one time, students of his. He comes in to challenge you now to be the teachers. Stop going to school. Start going to work. There is nothing more you can learn at this point that's going to make you the teacher of the new energy. You will learn more as you teach, but at this point there is no more school. There are no more books. You have read them all. There are no more, how to say, classes. You have gone to them all. Now start teaching. Now start teaching, dear ones. You will learn as you go. You will know the right things. Mikael, the one who gave you that sword of truth before you left the Order of the Ark, now challenges you to be the teacher. Mikael challenges you to trust yourself at the deepest levels. Oh, it is terrifying, we know. You want to trust something or someone else. The last thing in the world that a human wants to do is to trust themselves. Too much responsibility. Mikael, your teacher, your trainer, says it is time now to set you free. He has been working with you on the sidelines ever since you left the Order of the Ark to come to Earth. He has been an important part of the energy, but he is now releasing you. He is now graduating you. He is now walking away. He says he will always be a friend and always be an admirer of you. It is time now for him to back out of your energy field so that you can accept the energy of your voice in spirit, represented by Metatron. Mikael comes in on this day to challenge each of you to trust yourself enough to begin your teaching. The time is right, and the world indeed will need it. Do not wait any longer. Do not be meek. Do not hold back. Work with each other. That is why you have banded together, joined together as family of Shambhala all across the world, not just the one sitting in this physical space, all across the world. Mikael looks out and says, but now what are you waiting for? When are you going to start practicing? When are you going to be the teacher? When are you going to accept that responsibility within yourself? The events, the energies, the people, the opportunities, will not be clear in your spiritual vision until you accept that responsibility. The responsibility of being the teacher for others. And we know, so many of you thinking, oh, but who am I to teach? And what will I teach? And how will I teach? Those questions are answered in a moment as soon as you accept the responsibility. But you must accept the responsibility first. Then the answers will come to you. Mikael, here today to put that challenge to you. To move you from the student to the teacher. To ask you to trust yourself. To trust your own divinity. Enough now, where you can be there for others. Mikael says the world, other humans on this planet who are beginning this journey of ascension that you have been on for quite a while, they will need you. With duality at the balance the way it is right now, and the potential for events to happen, the world will need you. Trust yourself enough to step forward, dear ones. Trust yourself. It is difficult to do when you are filled with sadness, when things are taking place in your life, when things are leaving your life. It is difficult to do. You want to wait. You want to wait until everything is settled down, until everything, you feel is just perfect, and you can step forward. But do you know that sadness that you have, part of it is that you know there is something, there is a calling for you, and you have not answered it. There is that knocking at the door, and you have not answered it. That is part of the sadness. You know those ties that need to be cut now. Things that need to be released that you have held on to so tightly. Just do it. Just cut those now. Trust in yourself that it will work out for you. You know deep within your being that it is time to trust yourself and truly fulfill what you came here to do in this new energy. Now. Dear friends, when you left home, the kingdom, so very long ago, you began developing an identity and an awareness of self. Prior to that, you know, it was a oneness. When you crossed through the wall of fire, you had for the first time a true awareness of your own identity. You were no longer just part of the kingdom. You were no longer just part of what we would call in this metaphor the royal family. You developed your own singular identity. And you have been developing that identity ever since, through many lifetimes, through many experiences before you ever came to earth. You have been developing that. But now, oddly enough, it is time to let the identity of who you thought you were, it's time to let it go. It's time to release it. In the past, you have built your identity, what you would call your soul level identity, from one lifetime to the next, continuing to add on to it in a very linear fashion, one after the other. You have done that ever since you left home. But now, as you move into the new energy, you will also go into a new identity. Instead of one step at a time of the building of your identity, now you take a leap. You take a leap of identity. You go from who you thought you were into having essentially a time of no identity into a new identity. The void we spoke of in our last gathering is the time when the energy of the identity that you thought you were temporarily goes away. You go through a period here of no identity. No identity. Look into a mirror that does not have a reflection. That is the zone that you are in now. In a way, that is part of the reason for the sadness. That is part of the reason why you wonder who you are and you wonder what you should be doing. That is part of the reason for the deep and extreme self-doubt that you have within. For the identity for who you have been in the past is fading away. In the meantime, you have, in a way, to speak, no identity before you develop your new identity. Dear friends, lesson number 10 of the Ascension series, from no identity to new identity. You move on this path from this period here you are in of no identity prior to moving into your new identity. It is the mirror without a reflection. Try this. Try this on your own. Look into a mirror someday when you have a chance. You will see your own image. But as you continue to look at it, you will see that image doesn't even feel like you anymore. Doesn't resonate with you. Doesn't feel right. That image, for some of you, may even just totally go away and you'll see nothing but an empty mirror. Why do you think it is that others around you seem to be ignoring you lately? Because your identity of who you thought you were, we underline that word, who you thought you were, is leaving. And along with it, all of the trappings and all of the symbols of who you thought you were are also leaving. Things like those cars that you smash up. Things like your home. We know that is a difficult one for some of you. Your clothes. Your friends. All of these things. In this period of no identity, those things that you held onto most closely, most tightly, are being taken away. Not by us, not by Mikael, and certainly not by Metatron, but by yourself. You're going into that period of no identity before you go into your new identity. It is the void that we spoke of in our last gathering. It is part of the process of ascension. It is what you are going through now that is most difficult and challenging, and it is what others will go through also. It's time of no identity. Look in the mirror when you get the opportunity and see that you hardly recognize that being there that is in the mirror, if you see anything at all. Oh, we know. Many of you have noticed this lately. You look in the mirror. and you say, this could not be me. What I see in the mirror does not feel like who I am anymore. Do you know what we speak? Who you thought you were is leaving. Now, indeed, you are not truly disappearing. You are not truly evaporating. You are simply going through a change, much like the caterpillar goes through the change before it becomes the butterfly. What a wonderful analogy. What a wonderful thing that you placed in the energy of Earth, in nature, something that would remind you at some point of this metamorphosis that you go through. Imagine the caterpillar wondering while he sits in the cocoon, what the hell, yes, we swear, what the hell is going on? For that's exactly what the caterpillar is thinking. What is going on? I thought I was going to be an ascended caterpillar with more legs and more green and maybe some additional eyes and maybe more attractive than I was before, a little smarter. What is happening to me, dear God? I must have taken the wrong turn on the path to ascension. For I am in this big nothing cocoon, wondering what is going on, wondering why I'm not doing what I thought I would be doing. This happens. This thought and this consciousness happens for the poor caterpillar only moments before the caterpillar bursts forth from the cocoon with wings filled with color. Wings. Caterpillar never knew what those were before. Color, it only knew green. But here it is now, a spectacle for all to behold. Dear friends, did you know that angels really don't have wings? They really don't. However, it was some very insightful humans quite a while ago that understood that the human at one point would go through a metamorphosis, that would go through a change, and there was energy from this story of the butterfly that they picked up, and then they drew wings on the angels. It was to symbolize that someday the human would go through this also. This poor caterpillar looking in the mirror as it sits in its cocoon, wondering what is happening, does not even recognize itself. It sees itself no longer as a cocoon, but as some ugly, changing creature, not knowing what is happening, wondering why it is trapped, wondering why everything it thought it was is no longer. And again, it happens. These thoughts happen moments before it bursts forth from the cocoon. To fly, to float as a butterfly. That is what is happening to you. You go from this point that you are at of no identity just before your new identity. But you have to go through this zone, this void, this no identity time, so that all the processes can come into play for you to truly emerge with your new identity. Now, your new identity, it will be nothing like your old. You held tightly to your old identity and to who you were and to what you saw in the mirror. And the new energy, it is not that way. You do not have an identity that is locked in. It is very flexible, very fluid. It is an identity where you are aware of self, but you are also aware of all things around you. These come in, of course, this awareness through the divine senses, through the language of Ah that we are talked of. In your new identity, You're not bound by old contract. You are not, how to say, locked into a mold. You indeed will have wings of consciousness. It will not be linear. It will be multidimensional. You will not feel that you have to protect or develop that identity. You will already know it's secure unto itself. It's complete unto itself. In the new identity that you have, you will want to express. You will want to expand. You will want to soar, dear friends. And again, that's why Mikael comes in on this day to say, trust yourself in this period of no identity. Trust yourself. Step forward now. Step out of your cocoon. Take responsibility as a teacher. Take responsibility as your new identity emerges all around you. Lesson 10. Part of the ascension process that you and the others will walk through, from no identity to new identity. We will talk more in the future of this new identity, of who you are in the new energy. But understand, dear friends, understand why you are going through what you are right now. A part of the process, the journey of Shambra, journey of all who will follow after you. The homework for this lesson is quite simple. It is something you do each day anyway. They're asking you to do it a bit different. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror at who you thought you were. Look beyond the face in the mirror. Look into the energy as a reminder of the past. Look at the changes that are occurring. The changes similar to what a caterpillar goes through before it becomes the butterfly. Feel those changes at all levels of your being. Know you're going through quite a process. Now we will throw in one more thing here for this lesson that will really confuse you. And this will be the subject of many of our discussions in the future. The new energy is not just improved old energy. It is truly different. As you move into the new energy, as you take responsibility for your ascension status, this also releases the identities of who you have been in the past. It releases your past lives. In a sense, you could say they depart the family of your own energy, of your own soul. And this is difficult to convey in words, for you will always, they will always be a part of you, but in a sense, you will set your past life identities free. When you do this, these identities of your past lives then go out and create their own new identity. Not on Earth initially. They will go out to other places in the universe. Remember that universe that we said, there's not much out there right now. You set up this grand hall called your universe so that new life forms in the new energy can go out. When you take on your new identity, it releases the identities of who you were in the past, each individual lifetime, and it's more complex than that, but it releases them. They then go out in non-physical form to other parts of the universe, take on their own independent identity. Dear friends, you have just given birth to new energy. You are the parent of yourself. Think about that. We will talk more of that, but understand it is not just about you anymore. Your new identity, you are the parent of many children of yourself. Giving them identity from a lifetime that you walked through and then setting them free so they can go out too and become creators, much like you. But you are the only ones. You are the only ones who will have this type of, how to say, parenting or identity creating capability. Aspects of yourself that you send out, that you free, so that they can go and develop their own. They will not have the same type of creator ability in terms of releasing aspects of themselves. This is all so much part of a big, grand picture, and you are the players right in the middle of it. You are releasing the identity of who you thought you were, going into a period of no identity, so you could develop who you truly are, which is your divinity. And in the process of doing so, you release your past. You birth your past so it can go out and create its own identity. Very interesting things happening. And you thought you lived in a small world. Dear friends, it has been such an honor to be here with you. It has been a delight for you to release here in our time together and to allow us to love you and to nurture you. We're glad you have chosen this rest stop, to sit under the tree and to be with your friends. You needed it. You've been quite weary lately. You've been filled with sadnesses and disappointments. It's because you're changing who you thought you were. It has been a delight for us to come in today to be with you. It has been a delight for Mikael, the one who gave you the Sword of Truth, to set you free, no longer a student, but now the teacher. Always a friend, but no longer, as some of you called him, the boss. We will return in a month, in a few weeks, for the final lesson of this series. There's much that will happen to you and in your world in these weeks. Understand that no matter what, you are dearly loved, and you are never alone. And so it is.